most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Now, our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you to question your career reality. Now, this show is for you if you were, are, or might be considering a career in the entertainment industry. And our guests will provide you with all this information, tips, advice, and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in show business. And we're going to help you out. If you have any question of whether to get into the entertainment industry, we are going to help you answer those questions, because our guests work in various professions of entertainment. So that means that we will definitely have someone on the show sooner or later from a career that you are interested in pursuing. Now, if you want to check out all of our past guests, read their bios, or listen to any of their interviews instantly, you can also download any of those shows. Go to the LA Talk Radio website. That's latalkradio.com. And you just click on the link at the top of the website. It says Channel 1. Scroll down. Click on the graphic of our show, obviously Question Reality, click the link, and this will take you directly to our archive page, the Question Reality archive page. And that is where you can view the list of all of our past guests from 2008 until today. And our shows are also available for download on iTunes and also on Stitcher. And you can download the Question Reality, actually the LA Talk Radio app. We have our own app, and you can do that by going to latalkradio.com, and it's on the first page down at the bottom. And you can put it on your phone and listen to all of the cool shows, especially my show, which is the super coolest of all. I'm just going to say that. Okay. Now, if you want to find out about our future guests, as you know, thank God, hallelujah, praise the Lord. I'm not religious over here. It's a habit. We are booked. I had to hold them off, people. Hold them off. The guests were usually booked 6 months to a year in advance. I had to stop at June. I said, I just can't, because I just can't handle it. It's just too much, too many guests. But thank you so much. We get so many emails. People refer individuals working professionally in the entertainment industry, and we thank you so much. We are booked till June with some fantastic guests. And again, if you want to check those out, you have to go to the official Question Reality page, which is questionrealityshow.com, questionrealityshow.com, and you can see all of the great guests to find out if you want to tune in, if that's a profession you're interested in. Now, as always, every week we have fantastic, miraculous, lovely, hot, simmering, physically, mentally, and career-wise on the show. And this guest is no different. She is the hot, sizzling, sexy little vixen. She is Brazilian and saucy, and she is on the rise. She's on the move. She is making it happen. She is one of the most mature, gorgeous little actresses that I have seen in Hollywood today. Her name is Lana Giacosi. Now, that is a star name if I've ever heard it, right? That is the star name. So she's already got that going for her. She's already got the looks. The body is just working for her. She is hot new Hollywood. Now, let me tell you a little bit about her. She is definitely one to watch. She has made her mark in film and television this year. She is a new face on the scene. You got to check her out. She's on IMDb. Her website is lanagiacosi.com. That's L-A-N-A-G-I-A-C-O-S-I. LANACOSE.com. And Lana is booking jobs all over the place. She is moving and shaking. She's in hot demand. They just did a great article about her in the Beverly Hills Times magazine last year. I hope I got that title right. She can correct me. But it was a great article about her. And if you really, really want to know Lana, you have to talk to her in person. Again, the illusion is not enough. She is so genuine and sweet and adorable and professional. Again, I want to emphasize that. Now, she made her film debut in the upcoming comedy entitled She Is Not My Sister, and she's opposite Kel Mitchell and Tristan Mays. And when she wrapped that indie film, she went on to work with some of Hollywood's best in Trust Me, starring Sam Rockwell and William H. Macy, and of course his gorgeous wife, Felicity Huffman, some of my favorite actors ever, along with Clark Gregg, and he also wrote and directed that. And of course there was a ton more impressive actors in this, but Lana also went back to work with Rockwell and Macy, as well as Oscar winner Melissa Leo and Jason Isaacs in the film entitled A Single Shot, and Lana is about to jet set her little butt to Sundance for the Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah in January sometime. I'm not sure. I think that's coming up. I think it's going on now or next week. I'm not sure. I can't keep track of it all. She'll let us know. And she's going there in support of another film that she's in called The Inevitable Defeat of Mr. and Pete. I like that title. That kind of rolls. The Inevitable Defeat of Mr. and Pete. I love it. Got to find out what that's about. Now, this film is going to debut at Sundance, and it was written and directed by George Tillman Jr., and it stars one of my favorites from American Idol, Jennifer Hudson, and, oh, Jordan Sparks. Love Jordan Sparks, too. Lana, if you want to know a little bit about her, she is a Vegas chip. Chippy. Yeah, she's a chippy. No, she's a chick. She's a Las Vegas chick. Chickadee. And she's just always loved performing. She says she's just known from a child that she's wanted to be a performer. So she's been acting professionally for 3 years, and she absolutely loves finding, exploring new characters, and she just loves to work her own feelings through them, like we all do. I mean, sometimes we feel crazy. We want to go play a psycho woman to get it out, and then it's legitimate. Then you can't be labeled or hauled off to the damn psych ward because we're just playing a part, for God's sakes. We're not really crazy. Lana, again, she's worked with some of Hollywood's finest actors. You got to look for her. She is residing in Los Angeles. She came here to make her mark. She's doing it. And without further ado, let's say hi to Lana Giacosi. Lana, what's going on?
Wow, well, that was a very amazing entrance. Thank you.
I know. I write this stuff in my head after I get it from the person who sent it. No, I just no, actually,
you know what?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I remember last year how you featured my name in your radio show, and then 1 week later you asked me to join in, and I was like so surprised because I had no idea, but thank you for having me.
Oh, are you kidding? Anyone would be proud to have you. You are going today. I'm going to be in the 25th row as you're walking down the red carpet because that is where you're headed, my darling Lana Giacosi. Now, let's get into some career questions because there are a lot of teenage actors apparently listening to the show today. And we want to talk about your perspective as, again, this is going to be a teen actor perspective because that's where Lana is right now. So if she's answering these questions, think this is for teens and also their parents because parents really need to know what's going on in the mind of the child actor so they can help them be the most that they can be. So now let's talk. What is your experience in the field of acting? You know, comedy, drama, blah, 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 blah. Give it to a television, whatever.
Yes. Well, when I first moved to Los Angeles from Las Vegas, I really started from the bottom. You know, I started doing extra works and student films so I can get as much knowledge and experience as I could. So I really started, you know, from doing some extra works. I was actually on Heart of Dixie. And from there on, it really is when my career really started taking off, when I started building my team and having my supportive system behind me.
Now, I love that you just mentioned that you did extra work. I have a big pet peeve with people who scoff at doing extra work. They do not realize how important it is, because if you, especially if you're a young actor, you really need to know what it is to be on the set. You need to watch. You need to listen. That is a building set, building your tools. Tell the child actors, the teen actors, how important it is for their parents to let them take these extra jobs. Tell us about that.
It is so important, because honestly, I had no experience at all. You know, I just really decided that this is what I really wanted. And my parents, you know, it took a while. It took, you know, a long time for them to finally support me, which I'll go on later on how I really started in my career. But it is so important to start and build up your resume before you just jump in right in, because if you just jump in, you know, you have no idea what you're really getting yourself into.
Yeah, and you want to learn all of the little things. You want to learn the behavior, because there is such a thing called set etiquette. And people who don't start from doing the extra work, they get in trouble later on, because they don't know what's acceptable and what's not. And if you come on as an adult and you do certain things, they're never going to ask you to come back, and they're going to report it and forget about doing it. And sometimes you need extra work to supplement the income. So very, very important. What would you recommend because some parents, they want their child just to be the star. They won't let them do any. They just want to wait until they get the big Shirley Temple role. So what can you say to parents to encourage them to get their children to work as background actors? So we've now moved up from extras to background actors. It's socially acceptable now. So what can you say to parents that they are going to make them let their children take this work? Because this can lead to a lot of opportunities. So let's talk about that.
And you know what? It really can. And especially because if you do start, you know, building your resume from extra work, and you start, you know, meeting directors and producers on set, and then that's when you start your relationships. And I was so surprised when I heard this number, but it is 90% of connections in this business. And that's a really great way to start relationships.
You are so right. So parents, let your children do the background work, the extra work. And it's a great way for you to meet the and I'm talking about student films, I'm talking about indie films, anyone that wants to cast your child, that you got to look at it like this. This, your child and the director may be at a certain level, but if they really like your child, they are going to cast your child in their next project, next thing you know, they could be as big as Spielberg, and they've built that working relationship. And I hate to tell you people, but this is a very clicky town. Actually, it's clicky in theater. It's clicky in film. It's just clicky. You got to face it. So people like to work with certain actors. And the younger your child is that you get to know them, the better. So listen to Lana Giacosi there. I love your name. I have to say. Okay. A lot of children and parents, again, I'm always going to connect the parents with that. A lot of parents say, oh, my God, you know, my kid is so beautiful. I want my child in commercials. I want them to get out there. They want them to supplement the income. So they want to pop them right into a commercial as soon as possible. Nothing wrong with that. But what do you have anything to tell parents or children to be cautious of when they're cast in certain things? Anything that you've seen from a teenage actress's perspective?
Well, I have never really had, you know, a bad experience, which I'm very blessed about. But I've heard so many stories from friends who, you know, they just want to jump in, you know, start working fast. But they don't really know, you know, their environment yet. You know, they're not just experienced yet. And so just because they want anything, they will start, you know, doing some risky jobs and things that aren't really appropriate for their age yet. And that's something that, you know, can be very dangerous and something that you really need to look for. And that's why it's great to just start slow and just ease in into the business.
Exactly. You are so right, Lana, because a lot of teenagers that I've run across in the acting world, they're so anxious to jump into these adult portrayals, and they want to be the 15-year-old girl who has the affair with the 45-year-old man in a Lifetime movie. But you know, you got to be cautious of that. That's way too fast. So I really recommend that children accept age-appropriate roles. I'm just saying. I mean, they're going to offer the child a lot more money to have a makeout scene with a 40-year-old man, which I can't even believe they do it, but it happens. But you should definitely not let your child be experiencing that at such a young age. Now, obviously, you are you are homeschooled, and I know that because I know your parent, and which is an option that a lot of parents are looking into right now with all of the violence and the bullying and all these other factors. How do you feel that this has helped or hindered your career pursuits as an actress?
It has definitely made such a huge impact, because going to regular school and having, you know, all of those activities and things that, you know, I'm just going to be so busy doing all of those things that I won't have time to concentrate on what I really want for my future. And so having this option of being homeschooled just gives me, you know, the opportunity to just take, you know, so many different classes, you know, get more experience on different things that I want to try out. And, you know, gives me the opportunity to just go to any auditions at any time. And, you know, sometimes I'll get a call, you know, you just got the job. You have to fly, you know, to New York in 2 days and things like that. So it's very accessible.
That is so true. Parents, you might think about that. Now, that option's not for everybody, because there are a lot of children who have single parents and the parent has to work. But if you are in a situation where one of the parents is allowed to stay home, maybe you can think about homeschooling your child if your child is pursuing a career. Because as Lana said, I mean, in this business, you could get a call at 11 o'clock and say, hey, I need you here in an hour. I want your daughter or son to come in an hour. So that it really is another great thing that they can just take you to the audition and just schedule your studies for a different time in the day. So my God, that is just wonderful. I love that. Now, here's what I don't understand, and you'll have to explain it to me. Since you don't have a school setting, how do you socialize with others your age? I ask this because sometimes always, you have to draw a backstory, which an actor has to draw a backstory, which involves, of course, sense memory for a role. Now, if you're not going to school, which a lot of these shows, you know, Disney and all of these shows, they have a lot of stories that involve teenage girls being in a school scene. So with you, how do you socialize with others your age when you're homeschooled to keep up, you know, with tips and, hey, I heard this person's auditioning, da 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 da. So answer that question. How do you socialize with others' age? And then how do you use sense memory to draw on a backstory for when you have to play a role like that?
Okay, well, honestly, I'm always just so busy. I honestly only come back home, you know, to sleep, wake up, do my schoolwork, and then I'm out all day because I'm doing so many different classes. And that's where, you know, I meet my friends, doing different acting classes and just really being in that environment, which is my age. As far as, you know, sense memory and things like that, I watch a lot of movies, and that's where I get my inspirations from. Mm-hmm. So that's how I'm able to get that motivation. But aside from that, there's really no other way, because I'm not going to school setting. But it is great when I am able to go to my classes and meet people and exchange ideas, because we're in the same field, so we do have a lot in common.
Okay. Now, you said that you're homeschooled, so all of your classes are at home, and you're talking about classes. Are you talking about your acting classes?
I'm talking about, like, acting classes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now, when you go to the acting classes, do you go to acting classes just for children, or is it mixed with children and adults?
Yeah, sometimes I'll go to adult classes. Sometimes I'll go to teenage classes.
Now, for people who don't know where these teenage classes are, can you recommend where these children or parents might get their child enrolled? Because a lot of people have just moved here. They don't know where to go.
Okay, well, my branding is, like, more in dramatic field. So I do a lot of work with the Lee Strasberg Institute of film and movies. And then I also went to the D.W. Brown, which is a great school. And that's more for dramatic things, which is, like, different methods you can try. As far as, like, comedy, I'm always, like, switching because comedy is just, like, not my thing sometimes. I do enjoy it, but, you know, drama is really where my home is at.
Oh, we are
and
so opposite. We are so opposite. I hate
Yes, we are.
Drama.
We definitely are.
I could not cry on command if my life was being threatened. I could not do it. But I love comedy. I could not do it, though. So that's just so interesting. But, you know, for children, have you heard anything on the scene about where you go if you're a child for some really good child acting classes for comedy?
Or child acting classes, I haven't been, I've always been either like teenagers, you know, and like more like adult field. As far as for kids, I haven't really been because when I was taking kid classes, I was in Las Vegas. So I haven't had any kid classes experiences here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, we'll find some and I'll let them know. I will find them and let them know. But you can go on the internet and pretty much find that. I'll just type in the keywords. Okay, so I know that being a child actor, you obviously get cast in these typical roles. But if you had your choice, what kind of roles would you like to portray? Not as an adult, again, right now as a child, not as an adult.
Okay.
You might get cast for, oh, the pretty girl at school, da 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 da. But that might be your thing. But if you had your choice, what roles would you play right now as a child?
I always go for like the weirdest like parts ever. I do not like playing your typical, you know, like your typical teenager. I like to have like something more like special about it, more different. Talking about the outcast or the bullied girl, something just very, yes, exactly.
Like a child serial killer.
Yes, exactly. exactly right. I like to play these different strange kind of roles because, you know, it's just so much more fun and I get to explore a character much more instead of just playing a part of me, you know, and obviously you're always playing a part of you in some kind of a character, but I always have more fun finding and exploring more about that person.
Okay, so what is your favorite character that you've portrayed that you found that you maybe you haven't played that yet, but so far, what's the favorite character that you've portrayed?
So far it would have to be in the film Trust Me that you mentioned earlier with Clark Gregg. He's starting in it, and he wrote and produced, and it has to do with the acting world. And I really like playing my character. Her name is Kayla because she is just your typical, I want to be famous girl in this industry. And I have nothing like to do with her, and that's why it was so much fun playing her because I got to explore more about her and find out why she is the way she is. So that was a lot of fun, and it was so funny, so funny. That's actually a comedy. It was a dark comedy.
I know. It sounds like it's a comedy, and here we are being the little dramatic actress that you are. did you find that character difficult because of comedy not being your forte? What did you do to prepare for that comedic character?
Like I said before, I do enjoy comedy and drama. I know I'm very skilled in both of them. But I do prefer drama a little bit more. So what I got, you know, when I get ready to do comedies or even dramas, I just really study the character, you know, ask questions about it, and just really get in sync in it. And always, what's always good, you know, it depends on the character. I don't do this, you know, usually, but when I do have a character that I just can't seem to get my head around that character, I will go to a private coach.
Very good. Yeah, that's an excellent idea for just, it's like a tune-up.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
It's like, like tune-up because, that is a really great idea. Oh, that's such a great piece of advice. That just popped into my head and I'm absorbing that now. But that is an excellent idea because that can actually... Oh, wow. I love that. Oh, I'm processing right now. I'm processing, Lana. That's going to be a future topic. That's going to be a future topic on the show. I love that because it's sort of like you're doing a really quick refresher course. And not only a refresher course, but the drama teacher or the acting teacher or the coach or what tutor, whatever you want to call it, they will pull out or they're focusing on a specific role because you've got your sides, they know what the movie is about, and they can really help you get the character, help you get a backstory, et cetera, et cetera. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Lana, I love that. That's a great, great piece of advice.
You're too funny.
So let's move into the adulthood for this question. What are some of your dream roles for when you move into your adult career? Like, what are some of those just crazy? Like, I would love to play Kathy Bates in Misery, like that whole character, Misery. What would be some of the
adult that's roles? So good, yeah.
Yeah. And again, that's not even comedy. But, I mean, if I had to do drama, I'd like to play that character. What are some types of characters that you would like? What are your dream roles?
I absolutely look up so much to Charlize Theron. So, you know, something like Monster, that was just so intense, and her performance was just exquisite. Mm-hmm. I was just phenomenal. That's what really made her, you know, one of my favorite actresses. I also look up to Meryl Streep a lot. So some of her, you know, amazing jobs, and it's just so phenomenal how all of the actors out there are just really, they're really able to, you know, just really get in that character.
Yeah, and you picked two of my favorites as well because these women are not afraid to play ugly. You know what I'm saying? They don't
exactly.
They don't care that they're stripped off of their makeup and their hair is all whacked out and their body is not banging. They don't care because they really love the characters and they are able to touch the levels and depths that a lot of actresses who just want to stay, you know, painted in lipstick cannot get to. So really excellent choice with that. And they have such a great range. And I like how all the time at the Oscars, the host will say, "Oh no, gee, I wonder who's going to win the Oscar tonight, Meryl Streep." Wonder who's gonna get
it. She's a genius.
Yes, and that's justifiably so. Absolutely. So, Charlize Theron, she did such a great job in, oh my God, what is it? She played the Wicked Witch. Oh, what was that movie?
Snow White and the Huntsman.
Snow White. Oh my God, I loved her.
Yeah, her performance was unbelievable.
Oh my God, I love that. Two of my favorite actresses. I can't believe it. We have something in common.
Much in common.
Yeah, we do. I think so. Now I got to come over to your world of drama and you got to come over to comedy and, you know, we got to
speak
for a bit. Now, what do you have as your, now again, asking a teenage actress, I normally would not ask this question, but knowing you, you're so mature and beyond your years and wisdom, I'm asking you this. What do you want your end goal to be as a professional actress? Like when we're talking we're talking Helen Mirren's age. What do you want your goal to be as a professional? Where do you want to be at that point? You know, you want to have a couple Oscars, of course, a little couple Emmys, but I mean, what do you want to be known for? What is your goal as a professional actress?
Well, honestly, you know, what you just mentioned, you know, the Oscars and things like that, it really is just, you know, an unbelievable dream out of this world. And for me, in my career, I just want to be doing what I love to do, and that's acting and just learning so much and getting as much experience as I can as possible and just keep growing in my career, you know, and just getting parts and things and never stop working, which, you know. I just absolutely love this, and I'm just so happy that I'm able to do it every day.
You are very lucky to be able to do it every day. There are so many people who are children in other parts of the world, who are in impoverished homes, who really do have a dream. They watch television when they can, if they can, and they dream. They dream, and they may not be able to make that. So remember how lucky you are. So now, what one of my favorite actors, I've never really had an interest or desire to be like an Angelina Jolie, so, or a Charlize Theron. I mean, I appreciate them, love them, they're the best. But I am more interested in who's one of my idols is, believe it or not, Betty White, because, again, comedy is my thing. And this woman has a career that spans, my God, she's in her 90s, and she's been acting since, you know, and she, comedy. And there are not that many actresses in this business who have had a phenomenal comedy.
True.
Comedic career. A lot of dramatic actresses, not many comedic actors. So she is like my idol in the business. Who would you say is your idol and why? Besides Charlize Theron and Meryl Streep.
Angelina Jolie, because of, you know, they just get to play so many different roles, and they're always on it. You know, you just never forget their names, and they're always working. And you can see that they really like this. And aside from also the acting world, of all of the other amazing things they do, you know, like charity work and, you know, helping out the environment, I really look up to that.
Okay. Now, obviously, I'm assuming you're going to go to college. And if so, yes. Is it going to be a drama school?
Honestly, I'm still looking at it. I definitely want to take acting courses. I'm also really interested in psychology, and I mean, it's just always good, but I really want to take business courses also. I mean, both of my parents are in business, and it's just whatever career you're going to have, it's always good to take some business lessons.
Absolutely. Talk to the child actors about that. I'm so glad you brought that up, because it's called show business, entertainment.
Exactly.
There is nothing that you should ever, ever, ever take for granted when it comes to business. You need to have the basic business skills. So what are you going to take that, and what do you recommend to other child actors who, whether they're schooled, homeschooled or public school, what if they choose not to go to college, or if they choose to go to college, what classes do you feel are going to help them if they want to pursue a career as an actor?
Right now, all of this hard work that I'm doing, this is kind of like my acting college thing, you know? All of these years, this is like my acting college. But when I do want to go to college, it's just always good to go on and explore different things that has to do with this business. Like psychology, you know, that's just such a great way to know more about acting and understand why people are the way they are. And that can also really help in your acting, you know, like business also. It's really good to take care of your money and, you know, make sure no one is going to backstab you, and just don't risk it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Lana just hit the nail on the head. Look at her. How old are you? 15, right?
I'm 15
years old, and this girl knows. You better hang on to your money. You better be taking some damn accounting classes. Oh, my God. See, why can't other 15-year-olds know this. Oh, my God. Yes, absolutely. And psychology, which I was not expecting you to bring up, you brought up, and that is an excellent, excellent suggestion, because psychology, there is psychology in business. There's psychology in interpersonal relationships, child psychology. You can tag all of the books in psychology, because as an actor, you may have to play a role in, and you're going to have to touch on to the information that you read. Also, a great class to take. My God, I hope they still offer it. It has been a while for me in college, but philosophy, because you do have.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
You do have to be open-minded. You do have to say, what if? You do have to always be willing to explore. And philosophy really helps you. It really helps you think about what the other person's position is when you're in a role or a scene with them. Also, it helps you deal with drama queens and divas. So definitely philosophy, because there's a reason why they're like that. So when you hit your psychology and your philosophy classes, that's it. You'll have them all figured out. Now, what and definitely accounting, because you really do need to know how to manage your money. First of all, when you get started, you're not going to have any. So it's going to be a zero balance, very easy to keep your books. But as you start booking things, you're going to start adding a one and a two and a three, and hopefully it'll get up to six figures. Let's talk about a little bit about when you are a teen. What do you think some of the teen fears actors have about casting directors and auditions in general? I know a lot of child actors really are scared of these auditions. So why don't you tell me some of the fears that you have experienced either yourself or talking to other child actors about casting directors and auditions in general?
Mm-hmm. Well, when I was first starting out, I never really had, you know, that big of a fear. I would just get, you know, sometimes nervous because I was scared, you know, I would mess up a line, or, you know, they would ask me a question, I would answer with something like stupid or wrong. But yeah. Honestly, casting directors, they want you to book that part. And later on, that's what I learned, and that's where all my nerves just faded away. They want to cast you so their lives are easier.
Exactly. I mean, when you walk in there, they're hoping, my God, I hope this is the person that's going to get the role. So it's not like they're like, oh, no, next. Oh, God, I hope she sucks. No, they want you to do well, because as soon as they get that role book, they're moving on to somebody else and they're not spending a whole day. Any children or teen actors complaining about the casting process or casting directors, what are some of the pet peeves that you think are out there? And how can you alleviate those?
My biggest, it's not really, you know, pet peeve, it's something more about me, but I just don't have that much patience. And I think that has to do because of me being a teenager. But that is the hardest part of the audition for me, is just the waiting. And, you know, now I don't even worry about it. I go on with my life and do activities in my life where, you know, that thought just fades away. But when I was first starting out, that was the hardest thing for me, just, you know, having patience.
Are you talking about, like, waiting in the audition, or are you talking about waiting to
get? No, like, yes, a call, hopefully.
Or when you've been put on hold. You're on
yes.
hold for next.
It happens a lot.
You're on hold. Yeah, that is. But unfortunately, that is the process. So be prepared, parents, that your child maybe that, you know what? It's a good thing. If they're put on hold, that means they've got a shot. So just look at that as a startup, a process that you're moving on up the ladder. Now, when do you mm-hmm. think a teen actor should start? What should a teen actor start doing to build a successful career? Themselves. Now, the parents usually take charge and try to run everything, but what can a child do to a child or a teen actors to start building a successful career?
A child can do a lot of things. I myself, you know, when I was starting out, and until this day, I'm the one, you know, who really, you know, researched online and got as much information as possible, you know, knowing about agents and casting directors and taking seminar classes. And, you know, there's a lot that we can do. When I was first starting out, I would call casting director companies, and I would talk to them and, you know, started building relationships. You know, a great way is really through the seminars, like casting directors and seminars. That's just great. I've had so many casting director friends because of the seminars.
Yes, the casting director workshops. You should go to as many as possible. They are open to child actors, teens. Of course, you have to check, but most of them are. So I highly recommend that you go to these casting director workshops, because this is an opportunity for you to get in front of the top casting directors in the business. But make sure it's a legitimate casting director studio. So there are a lot of them. And the prices range, so just check them out. Now, let's talk about something that's very, very important for any actor, but more so when you're starting out as a young actor, if you can start to establish yourself, and it's called branding. What is your recommendation for a teen? How do they know how to find and start to build their branding? You know, the bad girl, the good girl, the prom queen, da da da. You know, how does a child or teen actor know what their brand is? How do they find that?
Well, with me, how I find out, when I found out, really was through my team, you know, my manager, my agent. You know, we had a long discussion of what we thought was the correct thing and what I was interested in. And then from that point, when we decided, it's all about the pictures, you know, your headshots and what you're putting out there. And that's what really marks your branding.
That's true. You can get a pin. And so you have pretty much always agreed with the agents or managers or casting people when they said you should be branding yourself as, and then what did they say? And did you always agree? Or was there a time where you thought, you know what, I don't really agree. I don't really want my brand to be that.
Well, see, the thing is that, like, I always knew what my branding really was, and that was in drama and, you know, having, you know, that dark look, and that's what everyone saw. So it was like kind of like an automatic because of my look.
Right.
But then, you know, we still had this, you know, we were still discussing that I should still do other things, because you don't want to just set yourself up when you're first starting in just one thing.
Right.
Because when I first started, I would do anything, you know, as much as possible just to get experience. And that's when I really found out that, you know, my branding really was that dark and mysterious girl.
Right. But you don't want to limit yourself. You still want to do some commercial headshots, and you want your choppers to be showing with a big smile so that you can do commercial work, because commercial work pays a lot, especially for child actors. So, you know, you may not want to be a commercial actor, but why not experience it? Why not make some money?
Exactly.
Why not? You know, I don't limit yourself, but as long as you know.
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah, as long as you know that you like to play the darker looks, then, you know, work on finding what you feel is more comfortable for you. And your parents may disagree, but you know what you like. So a lot of children's like, well, I don't really, my mother's making me, they think I should do this because they're listening to the age. Well, you know what? I know you're a child and you only have so much authority over yourself because they are paying for your shit, but you can at least fight a little bit and, you know, at least tell them, hey, I know I want to start branding myself this way, but I'm not going to stop doing commercials. So chill out. I'll do commercials. Okay. So, that just touched on something with the paying. Now, another, being a child actor, yes, I got a lot of emails from parents. This one lady named Linda in Milwaukee who wanted her daughter, her daughter wants to be an actress, and they are not really financially able to afford headshots and classes, and there's not really much in Milwaukee, according to her. So she did write in and say, "Dear Lana, being a child actor, I heard, is really expensive. How do you recommend that we pay for things for my child, or should we just let her grow up and pay for it herself?" Okay, so let's just table that question and remember that. Now, I know that being a child actor is just or if not more so expensive than being an adult actor. Do you feel that if parents are encouraging your career, that they should pay for everything? Or do you feel that you should pitch in with a part-time job of some sort? Because I'm thinking that if the child wants to be an actor, then they can get a job. That's my – I mean, I don't know what your answer is to her question, but that's what I think. You can pitch in and get some sort of a little job. What do you think, Lana?
That's actually a really interesting question. And I say that because – obviously your child is underage, of course. So it's
they could be 16.
Get, you know, a job that you can afford being, you know, this business is just very hard. And I know that, you know, from my experiences, but that's actually a really good idea, you know, for the kids to pitch in. But, you know, I also have to think about the other way, you know, if that person is just working all the time, just, you know, to help, you know, make her career or his career, it's going to be hard to, you know, concentrate in what you really want to do. And that's what happened in my thing with my school. And that's why I decided to become homeschool, because it was just taking all of my time up.
Right. That is true. So in answer to that question, Linda, if your child, and you didn't mention that, but if your child is 16 and they can get a work permit, a little job, if they want to pursue a career in acting, maybe a little part-time job at the mall or doing papers or something. So if they believe me, if your child wants to be an actor that bad, they will find a way to pay for it. And I personally do not believe that the parents should be forking over every red cent, because you're not teaching your child any kind of responsibility, whether it's financial or integrity, paying for everything. So, you know, unfortunately, I have found that a lot of parents feel that they can buy their child's way into show business out here, which is very different being on the East Coast. But this is obviously embarrassing for most children who have resentment. You know, they go, "Oh my God, you know, my mother and father are trying to buy my way. They're trying to do this. They're trying to bribe producers and directors. They're making promises that they're going to fund their films and this and that." And I've seen that a lot out here. Let's talk from a teenage actor's perspective. What is your opinion on that? Like, what is your advice to the kids who have parents that are like that? And how do you think that they should talk to their parents and handle that situation?
That's also another very interesting topic. If you don't feel like, you know, you don't feel comfortable with the idea of your parents buying, you know, your movies for you, you really need to take charge and stand up and, you know, tell them that you want to take charge of your own career. I really want you guys, you know, to still support me in this journey, but I want to take charge and I just want to go on with auditions just like every other, you know, the normal kid who is doing that. And you know, just really stand up and take charge that this is the career that, if this is the career that you really want, you want to stand up for it.
That's right, because they will embarrass your ass. And I tell you, warning children whose parents are trying to buy their way into the business, the word gets around. It's a very small world. And when they see that your parents are trying to buy your little ass into the entertainment industry, they will start talking to their friends. They'll take your money, parents, but they're going to be talking about you behind your back and saying, "Oh my God, can you believe he did this and did that?" Because that's just what they do. That happens everywhere you go. So just know that you're not really going to get anywhere except talked about. Now, at real quick, because we got to wrap this up, at our last meeting, I just want to talk about you for the ending. I know at our last meeting, you were about to be represented by a top PR firm, Rogers & Cowan. Are you currently represented by them? to take us there. Are they representing you, the Rogers and Co?
Yes, they are.
Yay!
I'm currently finishing forming my team, and right now I'm just really concentrating on going on with the Sundance Film Festival. It is in January for the inevitable defeat of Mr. and P, which is a drama. And it's about two inner city boys who are struggling to survive in the projects all by themselves. So it has, you know, really beautiful story, very touching, meaning, and starring Jennifer Hudson and Jordan Sparks.
Okay.
So I'm very excited.
I know you are. Now, real quick, are you represented by a talent agent? If so, who?
At the moment, I am finishing building off my team.
Okay.
So I'm still looking into it.
See, we didn't even get into building the team, damn it. That is like a whole different thing. I'm glad you're saying that. Okay, so you're not represented by a talent agent. So everybody, Lana Giacosi is available. If you're a great talent agent out there, you want to contact her. But your PR firm, real quick, not a lot of children have a PR firm representing them, by the way, so parents don't think that's normal. Real quick, how did that come to be? And how did that come to be?
Yeah, well, honestly, it's just been so crazy because I started going to film festivals, you know, small ones, and I started, you know, getting contacts and meeting people, and from that, they started offering me to go to auditions, and that's how I started booking all of these big films, and that's why I got my PR firm, because the films are coming out soon.
Okay. Okay, and what they're basically doing is helping Lana to promote all of the films that she's currently in. So that's what the PR firm is doing. She's still putting her team together, which would consist of a PR firm, a talent agent. I know that you were doing a singing career. How's that going real quick?
No, actually, no.
That's on hold? Because I know I heard that CD, and you were like rocking that song out. That song, that was really good. So you're not going to pursue the singing thing?
No, I've actually never really pursued it. I was just really into the acting.
Okay, all right. So the CD, I know that was. I thought we were going to have something in January. I thought we were actually going to play a clip of that in January. Projects coming up, real quick.
I see
an appearance.
Projects.
Sundance appearance, The Inevitable Defeat of Mr. and Pete, starring Jennifer Hudson and Jordan Sparks. You've got an upcoming movie that will premiere at the Tribeca Film Festival called Trust Me, starring Clark Gregg. And then A Single Shot, which is an upcoming movie that will be premiering at the Berlin Film Festival, starring Sam Rockwell and Melissa Leo. You are hot and smoking with these films. You are rocking and rolling. Your career is on the rise, is it not?
Well, thank you. And, you know, it just really shows that hard work and dedication will really get you somewhere. And I just want to say, don't ever give up on your dream. If this is what you really want, go after it, work hard, and always stay true to yourself, because that's the most important part. And I do that, you know, by having amazing parents who are very supportive and with an amazing team.
Yes, and you have to have support from somewhere. If you don't have two parents to support you, maybe a family member, maybe a friend. So just, you got to have that support coming from somewhere, even if it's just verbal support. All right, my darling Lana Giacosi. Website, lanagiacosi.com, that lanagiacosi.com. It looks like we covered everything. I am going to be looking for you in upcoming. Are you promoting all of this stuff now? Are you promoting it? Are we going to be able to see this anywhere eventually?
Yes, definitely. I'm not sure what the distributors and the producers are talking about it yet, but I will definitely be going somewhere with all of these amazing casts. And I'm sure we'll go somewhere.
Well, I want to be able to see the inevitable defeat of Mr. Impede and the Trust Me and the Single Shot. So please let me know so that I can tell our audience where we can actually see you, okay?
Okay, yeah, sounds good.
Well, thank you, Lana, so much, and we really appreciate you coming on and talking from the teenage perspective. Your career, I would imagine, is going to be just trailblazing. So thank you for sharing all of your sage advice and wisdom with us today. Say goodbye to your fans, Lana Giacosi.
All right, bye, guys. Thank you.
Bye, everybody. We'll see you next week on Question Reality.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.